when life takes a left turn and then another left turn, and then you're wondering what's going on. I mean, we're all sort of in that situation. You sit down with a coffee and you try and figure things out. That's what Anne Mays did. Her Coffee with Him book has now been released. It's her mornings with God on an unexpected journey that she's been on. And she's going to help us try to figure all of this out too. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Todd. It's great to be with you.
Well, Anne, take us back to the moment when you received the diagnosis.
Well, Todd, I was all alone in the house and my doctor called. It was a phone call. I got it over the phone that the results came back from a recent biopsy I had after a mammogram that showed there were cancer cells present. And as you can imagine, it just totally blindsided me. I didn't see it coming. I didn't expect it. My husband was 2 hours away. I called him and he got on the road immediately and started driving back to me. And while we were talking on the phone, actually, over those about an hour and a half of conversation on the phone, I said to Ron, you know, honey, this is devastating. We cried and prayed, as you can imagine, on that phone call. But I said to him, I feel like God wants me to journal my journey. I don't know why. There's no purpose. And honestly, I thought it was for me to heal. It's for the Holy Spirit to just help me heal through this process, whatever it was going to be. And that was the day I started writing what God was doing in my heart through this very devastating news.
And these journal entries that you've written down in the book are mostly full of questions, and you're just trying to figure out everything that's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? These journal entries ended up being, I had a month after my diagnosis, I had surgery. A few weeks later, it was discovered I needed chemotherapy. So in September, I started 3 months of chemotherapy, which was, you know, I literally doubled over in the doctor's office when she told me that I had to have chemo, because I just could not imagine that was part of my journey. But God said, you know what, as like in Isaiah, as you walk through these hard times, I will be with you. And so he was with me, and I was journaling throughout the whole thing, just thinking these journal entries, it was me sharing my heart with God. But you know what, Todd, it was also God through his word sharing hope and life and peace with me. And so as I was journaling things, it became less about me and my fear, and more about what God was telling me in the midst of my fear and my journey. And so I loved the fact that what ended up becoming a book is actually more about God than it is about me.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, when these things happen, did you search your heart right away? Like, what did I do something wrong? Is there something, you know, you always look for those reasons.
Yeah. Honestly, I was just numb at first. The initial reaction was numbness. But I have to tell you that through the whole thing, and there were a lot of sleepless nights and teary days and everything in between, as you can imagine. But I can honestly say that my trust in God has not wavered. I questioned, yes, what is going on? I don't understand what's going on. But in the same breath, it felt like he was saying to me, you don't understand it, but don't worry, I've got you. Now, I didn't know what that meant. I just knew that the step I was standing on right now, I didn't know what the next step was going to be, but the one I was standing on right now was on him. I was on the solid rock. I know it sounds like a cliche, but it is so true. I was on the solid rock of his presence, his promises, his commitment to never leave me.
The book is called Coffee with Him by Anne Mains. Now, for folks that want to get in touch with you and keep up with everything that's going on in your life and follow along with your faith journey, Anne, how can people do that?
Well, you can visit my website, annmains.com, annmains.com, or coffeewithhim.ca. You can actually link to the book and order the book that way as well. It's really very easy, annmains.com or coffeewithhim.ca. Ann Patterson Mains on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I would love to be in touch with you. I've heard from so many people since the book has been released that are going through their own unexpected journey, and God is using it to help them, and I'm just thrilled.
Anne Mains has been our guest this morning. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you so much, Todd.